सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस, मे ही गाइड अस, मे ही गिव अस स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग। मे लव एंड हार्मनी बी विद अस ऑल। पीस 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 बी एंड ऑल। वेदांत सार आप सदानंद योगींद्र। इन आवर लास्ट क्लास वी टॉक्ड अबाउट गॉड एंड ब्रह्मन तुरियो। As I told you, the teacher of Vedanta has a method to teach you through superimposition and de-superimposition. First, the teacher will tell you your real nature is pure consciousness, divine. How you have buried your pure consciousness through five sheaths, five veils. The first veil is ignorance, second, intellect, third, mind, fourth, prana, vital force, and fifth, this physical body. These five sheaths covered you, your real nature. Your body, mind, organism are animated because of the consciousness behind. If there is no consciousness, dead. You are dead. It is the animation comes through the contact of the consciousness and the unconsciousness that happens on buddhi, on the intellect. As a iron rod, when it is heated by fire, it becomes red hot iron. It has a power to burn, it has a power to light, give light. Similarly, this is the contact of the consciousness, this body-mind organism become animated. What is that consciousness that we discussed in our last class? Shuddha Chaitanyam Turiyam. When the guru tells the disciple, Tattvamasi, you are Brahman, you are God, the disciple experiences Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. But you don't feel that way. Why? Because we are ignorant about our real self, real nature. Tonight we shall discuss more about ignorance. Already Sadananda Yogindra, the author of the book, defined ignorance. Sadasadhyam anirvachaniyam trigunatmikam jnanavirodhi yatkinchit. Bhavam iti. It is neither real, this ignorance I am talking about. It is neither real nor unreal. Example, fog. Is fog real? No. Is fog unreal? No. It is neither real nor unreal. We see fog. Sometimes it is so dense fog the plane cannot land in the Lombard airfield. It is due to fog. But when the wind blows, the sun shines, the fog disappears. So it is not real. It comes and goes. So is the ignorance. It comes and goes. It is a mysterious phenomenon. Anirvachaniyam, which is unspeakable. Nobody can define ignorance. How will you define your ignorance? You cannot explain darkness by darkness. ज्ञान विरोधी. द मोमेंट लाइट कम्स डार्कनेस गोज अवे, द मोमेंट नॉलेज कम्स इग्नोरेंस गोज अवे, दे नेवर स्टे टूगेदर. दीपा एंड रजनी नहीं है ठम, डे एंड नाइट नेवर स्टे टूगेदर. व्हेन देयर इज डे देयर इज नो नाइट. त्रिगुणात्मिकम, इट कंसिस्ट ऑफ द थ्री गुणस. Jat kinchit, it is something, but I cannot explain what it is. If you really want to understand what is ignorance, you will have to transcend ignorance. That is the way Sadananda Yogindra explained ignorance. Now he is going to tell us. वैश्य अज्ञानस्य आवरण विक्षीप नामकम अस्ति शक्तिद्वयम्. आवरण शक्ति तावत् अल्प अपिमेघ अनेक जौजुनतया अनेक जौजुनयातम आदित्य मंडलम अवलोकित बुद्धि पिपाद पिधायिकतया यथा आच्छादयति इव तथा अज्ञानम परिच्छन्नमपि आत्मानम अपरिच्छन्नम असंसारिनम अवलोकित बुद्धि पिधायकतया आच्छादयति इव तादृशं सामर्थ्यं. तदुक्तं घनच्छन्न दृष्टि घनच्छन्नमर्कं यदा निष्प्रभं मन्यते चोति मूढः तथा बद्धवद्भाति या मूढदृष्टे स नित्योपलब्धि स्वरूप अहम् आत्मा. ब्यूटिफुल. अज्ञानस्य आवरण विक्षेपक नामक वस्ति शक्तिद्वयम्. दिस इग्नोरेंस हैज टू पावर्स, नेमली द पावर ऑफ कंसीलमेंट एंड द पावर ऑफ प्रोजेक्शन. Our teacher used to make fun out of it. He used to say, Maya is not so bad as people think. Maya has two sides, good side and bad side. What is bad side? Bad side brings all the suffering, pain, misery, deluded, confused. And what is good side? Maya tells that, look, this side is not good, come to my side. Spirituality, meditation, divine life. Come this way. That is also in the realm of Maya, good side of Maya. Sometimes people think Maya is all bad. It is not all bad. Some people, you know, those who are not very lucky one, their marriage life may be miserable, they think marriage life is bad. Are you not all marriage life are bad? Or some part of marriage life is good, some part is bad. It depends. So Maya has two sides. He gave a very beautiful illustration. A cow is tied with a rope and somebody is beating that cow. That cow is beaten up, running here and there. He cannot run away because he is tied with a tree. So human beings are like that, are beaten up by Maya. But so much tied in the world, he cannot run away. He cannot go away. He cannot renounce. That is the bad side of Maya. Let us read further. Just as a small patch of cloud, by obstructing the vision of the observer, conceals, as it were, the solar disk extending over many miles. Similarly, ignorance, though limited by nature, yet obstructing the intellect of the observer, conceals, as it were, the self which is unlimited and not subject to transmigration. Such a power is the power of concealment. It is thus said, as the sun appears covered by a cloud and bidding to a very ignorant person whose vision is obscured by the cloud. So also, that which to the unintelligent appears to be in bondage is my real nature, the self, eternal knowledge. It is the wind which carries the cloud, and it is the same wind, it blows away the cloud. We know it. We see it. Similarly, it is the mind which carries the feeling of bondage. It is the same mind which blows away the bondage. Everything is in the mind. Bondage and liberation are in the mind. Sadananda Jogindra gave a very beautiful example. A patch of cloud covers the sun. We do not see the sun. But sun may not be visible in St. Louis. It may be visible in Illinois or some other parts of this country. So this vast sun is covered by a small patch of cloud. Similarly, this infinite Brahman is covered by a little patch of ignorance which is in the mind. It's a beautiful example. Sadananda Jogindra quoted from Hastamalakam. Hastamalakam was a student of Shankara, the great teacher of Vedanta. He was born as a dumb person. He was 16 years old, did not speak. Dumb. Parents thought that this boy will never talk. He does not know how to talk, so they consider him as a dumb, ignorant person. Shankara was passing through that village, Hastamalaka's village, and the parents brought this little boy, at that time he was 16 years old. Sir, you are a great yogi. Could you find out what is wrong in my son? He cannot talk. Shankara immediately recognized that he was a jnani. So Shankara asked, "Kastam, who are you?" Immediately he recited the verses in Sanskrit. He did not go to school. He recited. That is one of those verses. Ganachanna drishtim, ganachanna markam, nitto sharupalabdhi swarathadyo. This is the last line, is very beautiful. Nitto upalabdhi sarupo aham atma. That which to be unenlightened appears to be knowledge is my real nature, the self, eternal knowledge. Now I shall tell you the commentary. Maya is neither gross nor subtle on account of its being indescribable, is here said to be limited. This comparison is made only in relation to the Atman, which is seen to envelop for the time being. Intellect, it means consciousness associated with the intellect. Intellect being itself a product of ignorance cannot be covered by it. Even when a man thinks himself bound, he is in reality the blissful Atman. He has only forgotten his real nature. And this is due to Maya. The aim of all spiritual practice is to realize the identity of the Paramatman and Jivatman, means Brahman, and this individual soul. The concealing power of Maya makes a man forget his real nature, like the small patch of cloud which obscures the mighty sun from the vision of the observer. This creation is a mess because this creation came from ignorance. That Sadananda Yogindra wants to tell us, ee prapancho, this universe which you see, and all these beings are all product of ignorance. They are not real. You know, our concept of reality is so different. My husband, my wife, my church, my car, my body, my home, my money, my job, my everything is so real. At the same time, we know these things are not permanent. At the same time, we're so convinced that these things are so real to me. Somebody hurt you. Oof, I am so hurt. Somebody leaves me. Oof, I get hurt. All this coming and going are all illusion. Birth and death are all illusion. Who is born? Who dies? It is hard to believe these things, you know. But when our dearest one dies, we question, where has that person gone? Is the death the end of human life? Sadananda Yogindra says, this is all play. This whole world is a play. This world is a stage. We are all actors and actresses. We are all playing. In different race, in different costumes, in different forms, in different names, in different forms. We are all playing. The moment you know this ignorance, the ignorance will leave you. Goodbye. I cannot hypnotize you anymore. What is the use of living with you? Sri Ramakrishna gave an illustration. A magician came in the garb of a tiger and frightening the children, you know, with the tiger dress, tiger mouth and ho 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 making noise and frightening the children. One of the children said, I remember, you know, it is not too dark. He's crawling with his foot, and in one of the children said, "Hey, you are Hore, we know you, you are our neighbor. You came with tiger's dress." Hore cannot frighten the children anymore. He immediately removes his hood and says, and smiles and greets the children. He goes somewhere else to show his performance, because he is exposed. He cannot frighten this play with the children anymore. See, similarly, the moment you know this ignorance, the ignorance knows, this Maya knows, shh, I cannot tempt this person anymore. Let me go somewhere else. Sri Ramakrishna told these things about Swami Vivekananda. Well, the Mahamaya is scared of him. She cannot go near this Vivekananda. Do you know why? His mind is so luminous, full of knowledge, like a searchlight. he can see the innermost of the ignorance of Maya and exposes Maya. So Maya cannot do anything to him. You see, if you are not hypnotized, even with the Maya cannot play with you. Our teacher was very, sometimes he was a very serious Vedanta Pandit, you know. But sometimes he used to make our class interesting. He said, you know, a girl came, there was an open air performance, a dancing girl was showing her dancing. You know, she was giving a performance in the village outside, you know. All of a sudden, a gusty wind came. Her wigs was blown away. Then came rain, and all her makeup and clothing, you know, all are gone, and she did not look good. So she quits the stage. But I am exposed. I cannot show my performance anymore to this audience. So she leaves. Our teacher was describing about ignorance Maya, how it plays on human mind. Really speaking, the moment you see Maya, Maya cannot come near you. Oof. I cannot play with this person. If Brahman, this real nature, is not covered, no projection is possible. If projection, you see, a veiling power of ignorance is not bad. Do you know what does it mean? It means anandamaya kosha. It is a blissful sheath. That sheath is very thin. You can see through, like a saran wrap. Everything you can see, what is inside. It is a thin veil of ignorance which makes the duality. When do you feel that state? In dreamless sleep. In dreamless sleep you feel this stage, anandamaya kosha. You are so blissful in deep sleep. At that time only one veil is there. In the dream state, in the mental plane, four veils are there. In the waking state, five veils are there. Anyhow, the commentator says, if Brahman would manifest all the time, you could not see this world. And if this world is visible all the time, you cannot see Brahman. These two things never go together. Do you know what does it mean, what he is talking about? When we experience that I am existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute, at the same time you do not feel that I am non-existence, I am unconscious, I am miserable. These two experiences cannot be experienced by the same person simultaneously that he is talking about. This moment you say, I am blissful. The next moment you say, I am miserable. It is not possible because those two things are completely different and opposite. Conscious, unconsciousness, existence, non-existence, happiness, misery. These two things are pole apart. But we experience this world. We experience human relationship. We cannot deny it. We feel, we experience. You see, experience cannot be, can be nullified. But this experience is the real experience or not? That is the question. You see, when a person says that I ate egg or I ate something, you cannot say that you did not eat. But I know the taste. I know salt is salt. Sugar is sugar. I know this taste. Similarly, this is spiritual experiences. There are gradation of experience. For example, you have tasted only sugar only once in your life, and another person takes sugar every day, but several times a day. His experience is more deeper than your the temporary experience, you see. But your experience is is not undeniable. It is not, you know, you cannot deny it. It is there. Now the question is, but this world we see, what is this? It is a mixture of truth and untruth. Satya anrite mithunai. Otherwise the world, you cannot see this world. If it is truth, absolute, you cannot see the world. You see Brahman. And if you see the Brahman, you do not see the truth. Do you know what happens? You get two types of knowledge. Two things happens. Idam rajatam. Idam, this knowledge is there. Whether rajatam means silver, whether silver or a mother of pearl, you do not know because of darkness. Idam rajju, idam sharpa. This is rope, this is snake. So idam, you know, what is, you see, when do the people make mistake? In darkness, in ignorance. In broad daylight, we do not make mistake. Or in deep darkness also, we do not see anything there also, we do not make mistake. Mistake comes when half, a little light, little darkness. Truth and untruth. There are all these problems in the middle period. You know, if the floor is deep dark, you do not see anything. So no, you do not make any mistake. If that floor is highly lighted, you do not make mistake. You see the things as it is. Problem is with the little light, little darkness. There is the problem. That is the mixture of the truth and untruth. This whole world is a mixture. Now, look how it happens. Seeing a rope on the floor, you cried out that it is a snake. You have the knowledge of the snake. Your friend brought the light and said, look, here is the rope, not the snake. So does the rope become snake? Does the rope become snake or not? That is the question. No. Rope always remains the rope. But snake, it is mental projection. That he said. In the world which you see, these things are all projections. Sadananda Jogindra will explain these things further. Again, look how the commentator is trying to explain this mysterious phenomenon to us. You people see that Brahman is existence, consciousness, bliss. If it is true, then all these three things always remain together. Where there is existence, there is consciousness. Where there is consciousness, there is bliss. So these three things always remain together. Now you are separating them. Do you know what happens? If two things, the knowledge of two things do not come. A knowledge of consciousness, awareness of consciousness, I am the Atman, and blissful aspect. My consciousness aspect and blissful aspect is covered by ignorance. But my existent aspect is not covered by ignorance. Why? Why? Sadananda Jogindra and the commentator gave a very beautiful illustration. This room is little dark. Not fully dark, but no light is there. Whatever, you know, perhaps you cannot guess what is on the floor. Suppose here is a jar, here is a pot, here is a piece of cloth, here is a ruby, here is a marble, here is a piece of gem, here is a piece of diamond. So all these things are the floor. The volume of darkness is the same, but the reflection of the object are not the same. That he is talking about. You see that reflection, this ignorance, when it is covered, it should be all even. No. Objects are different. Look, his point is, you are Vedantin, you say existence, consciousness, bliss always remain together. So Vedantin says, it is true, but this knowledge and bliss aspect are covered by darkness, but the existence aspect is visible as we see the difference of reflection. Well, Swami, what is your point? What do you want to say? I want to say that idam sarpam, this is snake. This knowledge is correct, but snake knowledge is wrong, because snake I do not see. But this something is visible from a distance I see, but the snake I do not see. I only projected my through mind that it is a snake. From a distance you see some shell glittering by the sunlight on this seashore. You say, that is silver. It is not silver. It looks like silver, the mother of pearl. It looks like silver, but it is not silver. But that knowledge is there because I see something, but my other aspect of my knowledge is wrong. So when you say, do you know what is in his mind? Is Sadananda, the author's mind, that you see this world, this knowledge of the world is right. There is nothing wrong that you are not seeing anything. But this world is not, behind this world is the Atman, that you do not see from a distance. You see water in the mirage from a distance. The sun reflected on the sand and it created a mirage. So you see there is the water. You see something, that knowledge is correct. I see something. But what you see, that is not correct. You do not see the water. Actually, it is the mirage that he is talking about. He is telling this world which you see, this object cannot stand without substratum. He is telling the world and the beings which you see, at the substratum, Atman is there, Brahman is there. But you are making a wrong projection. Instead of seeing Brahman, you are seeing something else. Instead of seeing the rope, you are seeing a snake. Actually, that is the rope. It is your wrong perception. So when you see this duality, multiplicity, variety, that is wrong. You are supposed to see God. That is in his mind, Sadananda Jogindra's mind. See, this philosophy is very powerful philosophy. How do you get the knowledge? When these three consciousness coincide, then you get knowledge. Pramatri Chaitanya, Praman Chaitanya, Prameya Chaitanya. Pramatri Chaitanya, I am the seer. I see the chair. I see this chair through my eyes. My consciousness goes through the eyes and pervades the chair and brings the knowledge back. So when these three consciousness coincide, at that time we get the knowledge. Chair is there. There is a wall. I do not see the chair. I don't get the knowledge. My eyes may not go through the wall. Chair is there. But if there is no chair, my eyes are there. My knowledge, my mind is there. My consciousness is there. I cannot see the chair. My eyes are open. The chair is there. My mind, my consciousness is thinking somewhere, something else. I do not get the knowledge. Three consciousness must coincide, otherwise there cannot be any knowledge. Just think of that. A patch of cloud, sun is the vast light. But a little cloud covers the sun and makes the whole place dark. Swami Turiyananda had an experience. He was passing through a very bad time, depressed. One night he was pacing on the roof. All of a sudden, that roof was full of darkness. All of a sudden, that cloud blew away, was blown away by the wind, and he saw it was a full moon night. And he saw everything was lighted. And that became a revelation to him. He said, there is light. And this mind was covered by ignorance for the reason I was depressed. Now this cloud is gone. I see, it became a revelation to him. Seeing this full moon, previously he was seeing dark around, but when the wind blew away the cloud, he saw the full moon, and that became a revelation to him. It happens to our lives, you know, in many times. We are down, we are depressed, we are dejected. All of a sudden, something comes. For that reason, I ask people, when you feel depressed, down, read Swami Vivekananda's books, especially his Jnana Yoga. It will become a revelation to you. He talked about this Atman in that book. Anaya avritasya atmanah kortitto bhaktitto sukha dukkha mahatmaku tuccho saṃsāra sambhavana opi sambhavyati yata svajñanena avṛtayam rajjvam sarpatto sambhavana. The self covered by this concealing power of ignorance may become subject to samsara, relative existence, characterized by one's feeling as agent, the experiencing subject, happy, miserable, etc., just as a rope may become a snake due to concealing power of one's own ignorance. Now please remember, who is the doer? Who is the enjoyer? Atman is never a doer, never an enjoyer. Because Atman does not have any body. It is pure consciousness. This individual consciousness associated with body, mind, organism, we call it individual soul, that is the doer. That is the enjoyer. The jiva. Jiva means consciousness reflected on the mind, on the intellect. That is called jiva. Individual soul. Very difficult to translate this word, you know, jiva. We immediately know who is jiva. This jiva is a samsari, transmigrates, reincarnates again and again because of its desire, because it is full of ignorance. For the reason it has desire, for the reason it does action. I told you many times, ignorance, desire, action. In these three places, we are continuously rotating. So you are ignorant for the reason you have desire, for the reason you work. And as a result, you reap the consequence of that work. Happiness, misery. If you do right, you get happiness. If you do wrong, you are unhappy. This is all the story, history of all human beings. We are happy, we are unhappy because of our own karma. Do not blame others. The weak people always blame others. That Swami Vivekananda said again and again. Take your own responsibility. And do not judge. Sometimes we judge people. Each person is going in his or her own evolutionary process. I remember once... A disciple of Holy Mother, you know, he had some moral lapses. So somebody came, told Swami Sharadananda about that person. Sharadananda said, "Who are you?" "Oh, that person is a mother, Jibuji Maharaj. What is happening in his life?" Sharadananda says, "How do you know? Judge not. But his mother is taking that person very quickly. Through that bad karma which was left over, he wants to finish that karma and then and quickly he will go to the mother. Who knows? You do not know. Mother knows best. Sometimes we judge people. That is wrong. We judge through our own minds. If your mind is pure, you will see everybody is pure. If your mind is impure, you will see everything is impure. Why these things come? Kurtritto, bhoktitto, dukhitto, sukhitto, adi. This is the position of the jiva, shamsari jiva. Please remember these two words. Shamsari, sharuti iti shamsaru. Samsara means this relative existence. We come to this world for perfection. This is called karma bhumi, dharma bhumi, dharma kshetra, kuru kshetra. In this human life, only you can change yourself. Not in divine body, not in animal body. This human body is very important. Do you know why? Because you have the power of discrimination. You have a buddhi. You have intellect. You know what is good, what is bad. The animals do not know what is good and what is bad. Human system, you have power of judgment, you have power of discrimination, you have intellect. You know right and wrong. Because you are guided by reason. Animals being are guided by instinct. Divine beings are guided by inspiration, intuition. The Upanishad reminds us, Isho Atma, you are sinless, free from desire, free from disease, free from death, free from grief, free from hunger, free from thirst. Your all the it's all desires are true, it's all thoughts become true. What a beautiful concept about the Atma. You know, sometimes I repeat this thing again and again, even when I walk, Esho Atma, Apahato Papma, Bijaru, Bimrittu, Vishyoko, Vijigissa, Apipasa, Svetyakama, Svetyasankalpa. Just as if, you know, as if putting this idea into my mind again and again. That is my real nature. The moment we forget it, we are miserable. So the commentator gave an illustration. Once a country was invaded by another king. And the king and queen, they fled, leaving their son under the custody of a maid servant. And the maid servant carried this prince in the forest and gave to a hunter to protect the child. Otherwise, the king who invaded the country will massacre with kings, everybody. And this little child, the prince, without knowing that he was the prince, he was grown up with the hunter's family. And one day, he became the king. So the commentator says that this prince is completely unaware that he is coming from a royal family. He will be the king. He did not know anything about it. Only that maid servant knew. Bikshipo shaktistu yatha rajyau agyanam swabrito rajyau swashakto sarpadikam udbhavayati evam agyanam api स्वावृत आत्मनि स्वशक्त आकाशादि प्रपंचम उद्भावयति तादृशं सामर्थ्यं तदुक्तं विक्षेप शक्ति लिंगादि ब्रह्मण्यस्तं जगत् सृजेत् इति इति. Just as ignorance regarding a rope by its inherent power gives rise to the illusion of a snake, etc., in the rope covered by it, so also ignorance by its own power creates in the self covered by it such phenomena as the space, etc. Such a power is called the power of projection. It is thus said, the power of projection procreates all from the subtle bodies to the cosmos. Big shape, projection. Do you know, Swami Vivekananda gave a beautiful illustration. In the forest park, there is a stump of a tree. Standing on the Skinker Boulevard, you are projecting. What is that? It is dark. If police is thinking, perhaps a thief is there. The thief is thinking, there is a police, perhaps waiting for me. A man is thinking, but it is a woman is waiting for me. A woman is thinking, there is a man is waiting for me. A child is thinking that there is perhaps a ghost. Actually, it is a stump of a tree. These five people met five projections. I am just telling you what is called projection. Try to understand what is projection. A beautiful woman died. Her body was taken to the cremation ground. A yogi was meditating, he was thinking, shh. Seeing this beautiful girl, he was telling, shh. She died in such an early age. She could not try to realize God. She is dead. That is his projection. A lustful man was watching the same woman. Shh. If I could marry her, I would be very happy. This man is thinking the other way. See the projection? Each person projects differently. Perhaps the jackals and the dogs and the vultures, they are thinking, oof, why are they burning that body? They could live there so that we can eat that body, you know, that is our food. Just see how each person projects. Swami Vivekananda gave another beautiful illustration. You have a child. You are cooking in the kitchen, putting the child in the bedroom. A thief entered the bedroom and took all of your jewelry. The child saw the thief, but did not cry out, thief, 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 because this concept of thief is not in that little baby's mind. In your mind, in my mind, the concept of thief is there, but not in the child's mind. He doesn't know what is thief. Just see the projection. We are projecting like day and night we are projecting. As I say, we judge people through our minds, through our understanding, through our mental makeup. This whole world is nothing but projection of human mind. Shankara said that. Manaspandanam eva jagat. This whole world is nothing but the vibration of your mind. Your world and my world are not the same world. Husband and wife both sleep on the same bed. Husband has his own world. The wife has her own world. Children have their own worlds. It is an amazing phenomenon. Each person lives in his or her own world. When the problem begins, I think that you should live in my world. You see, I feel that everybody should come and lead a spiritual life and realize God. Who cares? Another person thinks that why should I, you know, I remember one lady used to come here. She actually was trying to marry, you know. She used to come here, and then she did found that this place is not the right place. She left. Her world was different, you see. She married, leading a household just like. You know, it is really amazing that each person has lives in his or her own world. And each person thinks that my world is the best. And I can do right to the world. My way is the best way. Everybody feels that way. Everybody thinks that he or she is beautiful in front of the mirror. I am very beautiful. These are all projections. Could you imagine if you do not project, what will happen? What will happen if you do not project? Your mind will stop. That you are trying to do in meditation. During meditation, you are trying to stop this projection, thought waves of the mind. Come down, come down. Mind has five conditions of the mind. Kshipta, mudho, vikshipta, ekagra, niruddha. Kshipta means scattered mind. Mind goes all directions. No peace in that mind. Mudho, sleepy mind, lazy mind, always sleepy. Tamas, full of tamas, no peace. Vikshipta, restless mind. This moment it touches in spiritual life, next moment it goes to the aquarius, worldly, sensual plane. Fluctuates, constantly fluctuating. Mind swing, moody. No peace in that mind. These three kinds of mind, in these three stages of the mind, there is no yoga possible. You cannot practice yoga in these three stages. In the fourth stage, when the minds become one-pointed, ekagra, you can practice yoga. Then, the fifth stage, that I was talking to you, niruddha, when mind stops. When mind becomes absorbed in God, in devotion, in the Atman. At that time you get so much peace, so much joy, serenity. That comes by practicing spiritual life. Big shape. You see these gunas, three gunas, tamoguna covers, puts a veil, rajoguna, big shape, projects, and shatoguna manifests. You have three gunas, all of us have three gunas. Tamoguna covers, veils, rajoguna projects, shatoguna manifests, light. The more you come to spiritual life, the more your mind will be manifested. It is interesting. Please ask me questions.
Sorry, did I understand you to say that if you see Brahman, you don't see truth, you can't see truth?
No, you can, if when you see Brahman, at that time you do not see the world. What they're talking about, you see, he was talking about that, you know, a Sat Chit Ananda, a Sat aspect, existence aspect, even in ignorance we see it, but a knowledge aspect and bliss aspect we do not see. For example, that I was trying to explain that Brahman as existence is always visible as chair, table, car, man, woman. it is Brahman. But this knowledge and consciousness and bliss, these two aspects, we do not see.
Not really.
Yeah. As existence, you know, that as existence, because no existence can live without Brahman. So that, you see, this body exists, we know body exists, but body is consciousness and bliss, that we do not feel. That I was trying to say. But then the opponent says, then you are differentiating between Brahman has three parts, existence, consciousness, bliss, you see always these three always live together, and why are you separating them? Then the answer is, in darkness do you see diamond, a black piece of iron, a earthen jar, there are so many things, only in the same volume of darkness, only the diamond and the ruby and the precious, you know, gems are glittering. Others are not glittering like others, you know. That is the way they are differentiating, that how not all manifestations are not the same. Sri Ramakrishna said God manifests in everything, but the greatest manifestation is in human beings. Like that. This aspect is a little complicated. So for the reason I am trying to give you illustration after illustration so that some will give you some ideas that how to hold it. Main thing is this ignorance. It has two powers. Veiling power and the projecting power. Veiling power we experience in deep sleep. At that time there is no projection. Projecting power begins in the dream state, in the waking state. All these projections are possible because of the tamo and rajoguna. Shattic projection is also there. I am projecting God in my mind. I am projecting God on this picture, on the image, on human beings. That is also projection. The projection is the problem. You know, in this world, all these problems, our problems, is because of the projection. Because we do not project right. We conceive something, you know, and suppose I have some doubt, I have some suspicion about somebody, so I started to project. But as you will see, some at night time you are projecting so much, you do not get sleep. For the reason, Vedanta in Bhagavatam says there are three kinds of meditation: tamasic meditation, rajasic meditation, and shattic meditation. Do you know what is the tamasic meditation? We meditate on our enemies. Oh, I shall take revenge, I shall do this, I shall do that, I shall kill him, I shall, you know, I plot, I shall, tomorrow when I shall see him or her, I shall tell these things, I shall shatter his ego, I shall, you know, this is called tamasic meditation. If that person is not, meditation is on the enmity, he is harboring anger, hatred, jealousy, that is called tamasic meditation. Rajasic meditation, I need more money. More enjoyment. Day and night he is thinking, dreaming about money, money, money. Rajesh, I need more property. I need another car. I need another home. This is all rajasic meditation, projection. And shattik, I shall go to a retreat. I shall meditate for a week. I shall study scripture. I shall, you know, practice long meditation. I shall be alone in seclusion. That is called shattic meditation, or meditation on gods or divine beings. So you see, the meditation changes, projection changes. It is amazing that how, what is going on in human mind. It is really something. I sometimes say, why do you go to a movie house? Just close your eyes and see your own movie. It is all the time, so many things are going on inside your mind. All projections. I remember once a man came to Swami Brahmananda and said, Maharaj, such and such people write those these things, you know. Maharaj said, oh, is that so? Oh, I know the person who wrote these things, which is a printing mistake, don't take it seriously. Immediately, you know, that person come down. projection. Sometimes, you know, I am very upset. At that time, you know, I have a principle. I generally try to understand the right thing. Don't make any decision when you are upset. I always tell people, wait. Wait a few days. Try to ascertain the truth. When the truth manifests, then you can make the decision. You know what you are supposed to do. If you do not know the cause, how can you make a decision? Look, I was watching the Simpsons case last summer. Judge cannot make any decision until and unless he is sure what is wrong. Same thing in our life. There are many things we cannot make decisions. Some people say, Swami, make decision right now. Well, it doesn't work that way. I'll have to wait. I'll have to meditate. I'll have to pray to God. Mahatma Gandhi used to do that. He told Swami Nikhilananda, when Mahatma Gandhi was in jail,